Welcome to the On the Grow podcast. This is Carol Dulaski, and I'm with the Holistic Coaching Coalition. And today is my guest. I have Casey Clark here with me. We're going to talk about mindful eating today. Casey, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
So glad that you're here to tell us what mindful eating is,
yes.
Because I don't really know.
Well, I'm very excited. Thank you.
Well, let's start with that very first question. What is mindful eating?
Okay, so I'd like to start with what it is not.
Okay.
So a lot of people tend to think that being mindful of what you're eating is being aware that you're eating, you know, that 1,000-calorie donut or, you know, the whole bag of chips, you know, that could be 1,500 calories or the burger that's, you know, 2,000 calories. And mindful eating is more of how you eat things as opposed to what you're eating. So a lot of people get confused because it's not about restriction and, oh, I can't have that because it has a lot of carbs or a lot of fat. It's more about being aware how food makes you feel and how it nourishes your body, how it impacts your day, even things as simple as how it impacts your brain, and, you know, whether it makes you foggy or not. Whether it gives you energy. So it's about really focusing on the feeling of food, but also where you're eating it. So, you know, a lot of people eat in their car as opposed to sitting at the table. A lot of people look on their phones when they're eating and they're not really paying attention to how they're eating or really what they're eating. So as a result, they're not chewing their food a lot. They're not taking breaks between bites. And they're just kind of eating to just eat. They're not really enjoying their food.
Yeah, I get that. I'm guilty of that. Because I'm just thinking about how often if I'm alone, I will pick up something to read when I'm eating because I guess I'm bored. And I have a lovely table in my kitchen that looks out on the backyard. And the other day I was sitting there just looking out at the trees and the birds and the whatever was going on in the yard. And I'm very aware that I kind of wanted to just pick up something and read it and detach. So in that case, I would be focusing on what I'm eating and how I'm eating it.
Exactly. So detached is a really good word. So when we look at mindful as a whole, it's awareness. So mindful eating is more of the awareness of either the act or, you know, what you're eating. So even paying attention to the smells of foods or the texture, just how it tastes, you know, is it bitter? Is it sweet? We don't really, especially in today's age, we don't focus on food that much. And as a result, we just eat and eat and eat. And we eat so fast because we're trying to move on to the next task that we don't even know how much we've eaten in the amount of time that, you know, that we've eaten it or anything of that nature. So we tend to eat a lot more than we really need to and what our bodies require, which then comes with a whole, you know, plethora of issues. But mindful eating is all about being in that moment and not detaching yourself from the food and the act of eating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just, I can imagine, I was just thinking about that when I'm alone, how I detach by wanting to read. But then when I'm with people, I can also, I'm so focused on connecting to the people that I'm with, having conversation with my meal, that I detach from what I'm eating then as well, unless the conversation is the food itself. Like if we're sitting there talking about, this is delicious, thank you for making
exactly.
it, kind of thing. But oftentimes I don't think about the food unless it's spectacular. And then I'm like overwhelmed by how delicious it is. Or I guess the reverse is true. If it's terrible,
yeah.
I'll do that too. Oh my gosh. But then I don't have to worry about eating too much of it.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know about your experience, but when I was a kid, I couldn't get up from the table until my plate was clear.
Me too.
And that is the exact opposite of what mindful eating is because, you know, as a kid, it could be hard because we could just not like the food and really, you know, not be full. But as parents, it's really important for us to be able to tell, is our kid just pulling our leg or are they truly full? Because we shouldn't be teaching that behavior that you eat everything in front of you. You eat until you're satisfied and then you stop.
Yeah, I grew up with that as well.
Yeah.
Be a member of the Clean Plate Club was
exactly.
part of my family mantra. And back in the day, we had dessert every night of the week. And so my mother would use dessert to get us to clean our plates. And it's so interesting to me. I'll notice about halfway through my meal, I'll think, what sweet treat am I going to have afterwards? And I have to self-regulate, right? To think like, Carol, you don't need anything. Like, this is delicious enough.
Yeah.
But that's a programming or a habit, I guess, that's in me. And if I do need something sweet, I can go eat like one little piece of chocolate and be satisfied and done, as opposed to thinking I have to go have a whole dessert.
Exactly.
But that's part, I think it's part of the awareness you're talking about, is just even being aware, like, oh my gosh, there's that habit again of thinking I need something sweet at the end of my meal.
Exactly. And I was the same way. Like it was like I would eat just to have dessert. Like I was always thinking of dessert. And I'm like, you know, after I would eat, I'd just be like, I want something sweet. Did I really? Probably not. I think, like you said, it was just a programmed mindset that I had. And with having, you know, that mindful mindset, it shifted for me. Mm-hmm. So, there's a lot, like watching TV when you're eating is a big way to eat mindlessly. I mean, we tend to get into the show and before we know it, the whole bag of popcorn or the whole bag of chips are gone.
Absolutely. So do you have any tips or tricks on how to stay present when you're eating?
I do. So one thing is to turn off all distractions, or, you know, with your phone, put it on silent, put it face down so you can't see it going off. Sit when you're eating, you know, and that doesn't mean sit in the car and eat while you're driving. sit at a table, turn off, you know, the radio, the TV, don't take a book to the table, just have it as you and the plate. Or if you're eating with other people, just get them, you know, to kind of join in, just say, I'm trying something new. You know, will you try it out with me? This is what I'm, you know, attempting to do. And just kind of get other people on board so you don't feel like the odd one out. And try it like as a family thing. For me, I eat a lot by myself. So it's really about focusing on what's in front of me and what my body is saying. So listening to your body is probably one of the biggest tips I can give. A prime example is when I eat something sweet, I immediately start to feel my heartbeat increase. And then I start to get more hot. It's almost like I have a sugar high. Mm-hmm. And it's not a good feeling, because usually within a few minutes I crash. So sugar, especially, you know, those empty carbs, the ice cream, the cakes, the cookies, all that just really aren't friendly to my body. And I've learned to be aware of that through mindful eating. So journaling those things, or just writing down how you react to certain food, is a really good way to, you know, go towards being more mindful all the time, because then you start to really remember, oh, ice cream did this to me, or when I ate this by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I was ready to go to sleep. And you start to see the patterns and your behavior start to change, which really helps you as you move forward.
So it's almost like you're making some associations. When I eat this, I tend to feel this. Either it might be in the moment or right away, immediately during or right after the meal, or it could be hours later.
Exactly.
And so I can see how a food journal or an eating journal, whatever you want to call it, by writing it down, you could track what are the patterns. And I know from my own experience, I have dips. I definitely have energy dips that I believe are associated to food. And so I'm inspired to write it down and try to track it and see what it is. So far, I think I've been going on hunches.
Yeah.
I have a hunch this isn't good for me. Tell me a little bit about so much of food, at least for me, and I think for others as well, is about taste. I'm eating it because it tastes good, but it doesn't necessarily feel good once it's in me. The right. Quantity, the you know, whether it's like the sugar tastes good, we'll use that as an example. Sugar tastes good, but then I have the dip later, or I don't know, there's just some sluggishness, right, that comes afterwards.
So for me, one thing that comes to mind is my aunt said to me one day, nothing will ever taste as good as the first bite. So, okay. And when she said that, I was like, that doesn't really make sense. And then it did after I thought about it and I started paying attention, just because I am restricted with a lot of foods that I can eat. So when I do take that first bite, I'm like, wow, this is awesome. And she's absolutely right. After that, it doesn't taste as good. So I take those foods that I really, really liked, for instance, cookies, and I tried to find something that would nourish me more. So for instance, I love peanut butter cookies. I love snickerdoodle cookies. But now I actually eat a protein cookie, which still makes me feel like I'm having that baked good, but it doesn't make me crash and it doesn't give me that, you know, blah sugar feeling. You know, they're really high in protein, they're really high in fiber. So it's nutritious for me. They only have 4 grams of carbs, you know, as opposed to there's probably 40 in a regular cookie. So just being aware of, okay, this is making me crash. What in it is making me crash? You know, or what habits do I have that are making me crash or making me feel bad? And then looking for alternatives that still give you that satisfied feeling or satisfy that craving that you may have. And, you know, you still feel good afterwards, but, you know, it's kind of like a win-win. You're getting the goodies, but you're still feeling good.
Yeah. So again, being aware of what's the taste that is satisfying to me, like that I want.
Exactly.
But then quantities or how you're getting that taste is another sort of a layer, it sounds like, to the whole awareness.
Exactly. And another thing is I'm a firm believer in not depriving yourself. So for example, you know, if you're an ice cream person and you are really craving some ice cream, get the ice cream. Don't sit there and be like, oh, you know, I'm not eating ice cream at all because it has so much, you know, carbs and fat in it. Get a small, you know, kid's cone or a small kid's cup or something. Get it. Pay attention of eating it and how it's making you feel and when you're full. And if you don't get the ice cream, you're going to go get the cookies and the donut and the cupcake and everything that's sweet until you satisfy that craving. So deprivation is not a good thing, but just being, you know, aware and mindful in that moment when you are eating whatever food you're craving is, you know, much better than binging on everything else.
So then another, it almost sounds like another layer or aspect of the awareness is being aware of when am I satisfied, what's going to satisfy me, and aware of the quantities that go with that.
Exactly.
So say a little bit about mindful eating and weight loss. Do they go together, or, and if so, how?
So I believe that a lot of people think that if you're mindful, you'll lose weight. And mindful eating does not equate to weight loss. So you can be mindful and, you know, be gaining weight just because you're mindful that, let's say, you know, the protein helps you and you're trying to bulk up, you know. So there's different things that you can be aware of that help you, whether your goal is to gain weight or to lose weight. But I don't want people to get it confused and think that just because you're being mindful, you're going to lose weight. Mindfulness is not a diet. It's literally being aware of what you're eating, how you're eating it, you know, so that it fuels your body. With weight loss, there's so many other factors that go along with it, like stress and, you know, your hormones and your genetics and things of that nature. So that could all be playing a factor into why someone is the weight that they are. It doesn't mean that if they just start being mindful that they're going to lose that weight. They really need to look at the picture holistically, as opposed to thinking that the mindful eating is going to be the solution.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for defining that or clarifying that.
No problem.
How did you get into this?
So when I was going to school to be a coach, we actually had to take a mindful eating course. And to be honest, it rocked my world because I was that person that, you know, I'm a convenience eater. Well, I was a convenience eater, and I would just eat whatever I could whenever, you know, it's convenient for me. I was on the road a lot, you know, I was back and forth between meetings. So I was grabbing, you know, whatever I could between it. I was eating out all the time. And when I took that course, it made me stop and be aware. And after I finished the course, you know, I really, like, I was that person who was really mixing up weight loss and mindful eating. And I actually went back to some of the textbooks that we use and just refamiliarized myself and kind of regained that focus. Like, no, this is a tool for me to feel better. It's not a tool for me to lose weight. So I started to become very aware of, you know, we used to eat in the living room on the little tray tables all the time, watching TV. I don't do that anymore. You know, I became very aware of just where I ate to start. And I, you know, just took it piece by piece. And then I fell off, you know, a little bit as life got busier and things got away. And then I started to notice how bad I felt. So then I started to gravitate back towards it and really paying attention to, okay, am I full? You know, what's causing me to crash? Because I struggle with my energy levels so much. And I was just trying to figure out, you know, what is causing my body to feel this way. So I really became more in touch with mindful eating and integrated it into my everyday life.
That's awesome. Well, I know that you are practicing this as you mm-hmm. go through your life, and that you're going to be teaching about it at one of the evening retreats for Holistic Woman Retreats programs at the end of this month. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect, what women can expect when they come to that program.
So yes, I will be talking at the Be Mindful evening retreat, and I'm actually really excited. So we're going to be talking primarily about how mindful eating can help you have a balanced life. So we'll be looking at the wellness wheel and about 9 different areas of your life and talking about things like, okay, when you are crashing in the afternoon, how is that impacting, you know, your financial situation? Is it preventing you from not being able to get work done? Is it preventing your relationships from blossoming because you're not able to have the energy to spend time with your family or your significant other? Is it preventing you from being able to develop personally because you have so much brain fog because of the things that, you know, you eat and the way that you eat them? We'll be really digging into more of what mindful eating is. We'll be talking about the 3 steps to mindful eating. We'll be going over the 7 skills of a mindful eater. And I'm really excited because everyone who attends will be able to complete a mindful eating assessment to see exactly where they are in their mindful eating journey. When I did that, it was a huge eye-opener for me. And then we'll also talk about some mindless overeating habits, and we're going to do a guided exercise around chocolate. So you mentioned having that piece of chocolate. So we'll be having that one piece of chocolate and really honing in on the texture and the taste and how it makes us feel, and just it's a pretty great experience. So I'm really excited about the event.
Wow, it sounds fantastic. That's a lot.
Yes.
That's a lot to do. And as always, these evening retreats that we do are in Frederick, Maryland, and they are upstairs in a private room at a local restaurant downtown. And we have the first half hour is dinner. So we have an opportunity to eat together and socialize. And then Casey will be presenting on this topic of mindful eating starting at 6 p.m. So if you're interested in learning more about that, you can go to our website, www.holisticwomanretreats.com. You can also reach out to us via phone, 301-371-7460. And we would be happy to tell you more about it. It's going to be a wonderful retreat. I know, Casey, you've already, even just in this conversation, given me so many things to think about. And it's interesting how it's familiar to me because, you know, let's face it, we all eat, right? Mm-hmm. We are all eating every day. We've been doing it our whole lives. And so this, even the conversation around it is nudging me to think more about my eating. And that's, I know, the goal. The goal is to be connected, having my brain connected to the activity of fueling my body and being aware of what's a healthy fuel and what's not a healthy fuel. And I know in terms of health and wellness coaching, there's other aspects as well, you know, sleep and other things that we do, but the food is so central to our well-being that I'm really excited that you're going to be bringing this to our community.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, especially because we'll be eating first and then I'll be talking about mindful eating and everyone will be thinking like, oh gosh, how was I just sitting here eating?
Probably didn't do that. I know. Because, you know, part of it does feel kind of boring to me. Like if I'm sitting, I've done mindfulness exercises around walking or meditation, you know, and I know that because we're all programmed, conditioned really, to be engaged or to be stimulated, I guess, is, you know, we're used to being super busy, even if we're by ourselves, you know, our minds are busy with taking in information, whether that's from the TV or reading something or the phone, and if we're with one other person, we're talking to that person. So it's really very challenging to detach and be totally present with the food that we're consuming.
Yeah, it is. And the thing is, once you become present with what you're eating, it's so much more satisfying. And you just learn to really enjoy the taste. So while the act of mindfulness might seem boring, like really having that enjoyment with your food is, I mean, it's great because we're actually enjoying it, you know, and it's not just something like we're doing just to do it. I really enjoyed it. And I mean, it's helped me tremendously. And, you know, during the evening retreat, I'll talk more about just the most recent journey that I've been on with eating in general, and just how mindful eating has really been a key tool for me to be able to be successful. So
that's wonderful. Yeah. And I bring up the boredom because I know that's my own challenge. I don't know if it is for other people as
I'm
well.
I'm sure it is.
But I know then, I guess the reason I'm thinking about it out loud is that if I recognize, oh, I'm bored and I'm eating without thinking, then I can catch myself and say, oh, let me look at what I'm eating and let me taste it better and let me appreciate this. Let me bring me back, right? Just
exactly.
Like with meditation, how if your thoughts drift, which they do because our minds are supposed to think, we don't judge ourselves critically about that. It's more about, oh, let me just come back to where the present moment is and what I'm doing right now.
Exactly.
So interesting. Well, thank you for sharing this with us today.
No,
I know you have an organization called Heaven on Earth. Would you tell us just a moment about what is that? And
sure. So Heaven on Earth is a community focused on self-care. So we're on social media and we share some blogs and things from several people that talks just about their self-care journey, whether that's specifically about mindful eating or if it's about, you know, a weight loss journey or just becoming, you know, well and healthy. But it's just a place for people to get inspired and motivated. And, you know, for anyone who attends the retreat, I will definitely be inviting them to share their mindful eating journey as they progress in that. And, you know, it's just a place for people to collaborate and learn from other people. So if you want to join the community, you can follow us on Facebook at A Heavenly You. You can also find us on Instagram at A Heavenly You, and you can read our blogs at aheavenlyyou.com.
Great. Thank you so much. And again, if you're interested in the website or in the retreat where Casey will be presenting on July 31st, go to holisticwomanretreats.com. Casey, thank you for being here today. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just be happy and be healthy and have a great day.
And pay attention to what you're eating.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. It's been great having you
here
today.
Thank you.